The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, all right, so I've had a lot of conversations with folks about fish oil, about what's best. There's different, ethyl ester bases, and there's triglyceride bases, and then there's the old krill oil that came about a couple years ago. And the biggest thing that I love to do on this show is hopefully to clear up the confusion for folks about, hey, what the heck should I be actually taking, what's better? Because obviously different manufacturing companies or what have you, they've got their story about what they think is best. But I've got an expert here that's going to talk to us about fish oil, about krill oil, maybe the difference, and then also introduce if there's something that could be a revolutionary process that's just a little bit better. So welcome, Cheryl Myers.
Hi there. It's so nice to be here.
Yeah, well, so, okay, could you, once again, as I was saying, the confusion I think that can ensue when we hear about fish oil, and then people are like, hey, you don't have to take all that fish oil, you could take this little guy that's just this one little, small little tablet of krill oil. What's the difference there? And then we're going to get into talking about a revolutionary process, okay, that perhaps can make we're talking about omega-3, so we're talking about anti-inflammatory essential, right? You got to get them in your diet, and a lot of people are not doing that. Essential fats for our cellular processes to happen really, really well. Can you talk a little bit about fish oil and krill oil and some things you know about them and the differences perhaps?
Well, I think that you're absolutely right that not just integrative doctors, but mainstream doctors that even aren't very supportive of natural medicine are recommending omega-3 fatty acids. When I'm talking to consumers and patients, I say to them, when you take a fish oil or a krill oil, are you taking it because you want more fat, or are you taking it because you want the omega-3? What they are doing is taking the fat in order to get the omega-3s, but they don't realize they're not the same thing. So I say the fish fat or the krill fat is the taxi cab, but the passengers are that EPA and DHA, those marvelous essential fatty acids that can make such a tremendous difference in our health. And they're always surprised to find out that you don't have to swallow the taxi cab in order to get those healthy passengers. So in essence, that's the difference when we're starting to look at omega-3 fatty acids, whether it's a fish oil, whether it's a krill oil, or whether it's a new process that they've invented in France called vectorization. Regardless, what we're trying to do is to get EPA and DHA into the human body in the healthiest form possible.
All right, so you're talking about both fish oil. Well, and krill, I would have to say it's kind of redundant, right? Because krill is just a little fish, right?
It's a little shrimp. It's a little shrimp-like creature. It's in the crustacean family. And it was never actually part of the human diet. And so it is a little bit different from fish, but yes, it too contains EPA and DHA. So when we're looking at how can we get health benefits, we're looking at how can we get those into the body more efficiently and closer in nature to what occurs when you eat fish. You know, a lot of people don't understand that there's a lot of issues with oils, just aside from the excessive fat and the triglyceride content that you have in fish oil. Number one, oils go rancid over time, and so we're exposed to lots and lots of oxidative stress from incorporating ever-increasing levels of sometimes high levels of rancidity in our oils. Number two is because of the processing that's necessary to get from fish mash to that beautiful clear golden or that beautiful clear reddish golden oil, that processing actually twists those omega-3s so they're no longer identical to what's in your body. So these are all challenges to be solved, and that's why I really like this process in France called vectorization. They do not.
So wait. Cheryl. Sorry. Say that slowly so the listeners can hear it. Because we're talking about, and I'm interrupting myself here, and I'm really sorry about that. But I get I think that the process of manufacturing a good, stable fish oil. I mean, we talk about how difficult it is to get good, clean, free of dioxins, PCBs, etc., fish from the ocean to eat on our plates. Boy, oh boy, when you extract oil, which is, of course, if it's exposed to lighter oxygen, can get very, very vulnerable and fragile and rancid. I always think that the manufacturing process to get a good, clean oil is pretty spectacular. So say it slowly, and then, yes, please introduce it. I'm very excited about this.
Well, as you said, with oils, there is a lot of processing that has to take place. You have to get the oil separated from the fish mash because the fish is destroyed when you make the oil. Number two, you have to clean up that oil because I wish I could say that there was a place on the planet where you don't have to worry about any contaminants that might be in the fish, but we've not been very good stewards of our environment, so we have to be careful regardless of where the fish is caught. So you have to wash the product in some way. You have to use a process of distillation or molecular distillation. But unfortunately, that heats the fish oil to more than 400 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's just one of the many stressors that we put on omega-3s when we try to take them as oils, is that we are altering their actual molecular structure. They're no longer identical to what's on the fish. They're no longer identical to what's in the human body. And it turns out that that's very important. So it's not just about getting the omega-3s into your body. It's about getting the omega-3s into your body that your body recognizes and says, hey, this is just like the DHA I've already got in the brain. Hey, this is like the EPA I'm already using in the heart. You need to have them in their bioidentical form. And that's why I'm really excited about this new process, because regardless of what oil source you're using to get your omega-3s, they are no longer bioidentical. This new process does not distill the oils out of the fish in order to get the omega-3s. They use the head of the fish, and they just do a cold water and enzyme extract, and then that tissue, which is really, really rich in DHA and EPA, has naturally occurring compounds called phospholipids, and these phospholipids drive absorption. So not only is it better absorbed, but once it is absorbed, it works better in your body because it hasn't been through the same stresses that the oil industry creates when they try to make a fish oil or krill oil. So I know we don't have a great deal of time, and you and I could probably go on for hours and hours about fish oil manufacture and krill oil manufacture and the pros and cons and how you deliver these healthy omega-3s. But I do think it's a great leap forward technologically and scientifically for health to be able to get higher absorption so you don't have to take 9 capsules at a time or a shot glass full of oil, and you don't have to worry about whether they're exactly what's in your body because they are. So the key perfectly fits the lock, and you get the health benefits that you envisioned when you chose to take an omega-3 in the first place.
All right, so this is sounding very familiar to me. This is a story that I think I've heard before, and I think I've heard it when people have been talking about you and me, perhaps as well, part of those people's hormones. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about something that the body recognizes. And as both of us being sort of in the natural product world, I think that's my biggest thing. It's like, can you take something that delivers a healthy, non-harmful, functional dose of something? So it's like that it has, like, you're taking it, you're eating for an outcome, and that you're actually taking the supplement for an outcome, and not just a claim on the bottle, but hey, can it have a body claim? And so bioidentical is something we've heard obviously with hormones, and you're talking about this vectorization. Is that correct?
Yes, this process.
So it's okay. So Vectomega, correct, is the product.
Vectomega is the product, and it's available in the United States from Terry Naturally Vitamins, which is a division of Europharma. But the process vectorization to create Vectomega was actually developed at University of Nancy in France. So this has been something that's been available in Europe for years and years, and now finally in the last couple of years we're able to provide these really healthy bioidentical omega-3s from salmon that don't have any oil content whatsoever, so you'd never have to worry about freshness or rancidity.
This is I have Cheryl Myers with me. She's an expert in a whole bunch of things, oncological nursing, but everywhere she is in the natural product industry, bringing us some new innovative ways to bring fish oil that's bioidentical to your body and perhaps better than the manufacturing process that we've known of. All right, so this is Dr. Holly on Mindful Medicine. You can follow us on Radio MD at your Radio MD at Twitter, Facebook,